The State Fair is an institution dating from the 19th century and rapidly approaching the 21st. Originally a display of agricultural accomplishments and machinery, the fair has become a quasi-agricultural festival of display and consumption. One of the things most consumed at the fair, by volume if not by weight, is cotton candy. Cotton is a plant cultivated in warm climates for the fiber surrounding the seeds. It's America's favorite fiber, so it's usually easy to sell things with cotton in them. There's even a new line of toilet paper that advertises its cotton content. But Americans don't much cotton to cotton as a food. In Joseph Heller's 1961 novel, Catch-22, the entrepreneurial Milo Minderbinder tries to market chocolate-covered cotton. But his plot doesn't work because, as he learns, cotton isn't particularly edible. Fortunately, there is no cotton in cotton candy. And the candy part of cotton candy is sugar, which is an American national pastime. The average American ingests more than 40 pounds of sugar a year. But we seldom consume it by itself, and most of us would be appalled to sit down at a table with 8 5-pound bags of sugar. Instead, we prefer our sugar frosted on breakfast flakes, dissolved in soda waters, iced on cakes and cupcakes, or laced throughout other foods and beverages. Cotton candy is the exception to the rule. It's sugar sweet and simple, sugar on a stick. Cotton candy, or spun sugar, is sugar that has been boiled to a syrup and drawn out or worked up into a billow of countless threads. It's like a cloud of confection, a puff of pure tastefulness, a way of selling sweetened air. In England, it's known as candy floss, but that term has all sorts of dental associations in America, which might deter consumption of this comestible. You can buy cotton candy in a bag, but it's not the same as getting it fresh at the fair. The warm radiation of the fluff, the way it melts when it touches your tongue, the savory smell of sugar, the pink and pastel colors, all make cotton candy a multi-sensory experience. Dr. America especially likes the sight of the youngsters who bury their faces in this pillow of sticky sweetness and come out looking for all the world like a candied Rip Van Winkle. People also like to watch the manufacturing of cotton candy at the fair. The whirl of floss and the curl of candy on the paper cone always draw a crowd, with kids most attentive. But even adults appreciate the magic. The process looks easy, but operators exercise both judgment and skill. Dr. America, who spins both stories and cotton candy at the American Studies Museum, knows that he must moisten the inside of the floss pan so that the floss sticks to the sides. He adds just the right amount of sugar and maintains a constant temperature in the pan so that the sugar doesn't burn. He adjusts the floaters at the top of the floss head to control the lift of the spinning cotton. Holding that paper cone carefully, he deftly breaks into the web of floss with a light flicking motion. Then he swirls the spun sugar on the cone, using a figure-eight pattern to weave a larger web. The final step is ceremonially handing it to the customer and watching their tongue tentatively approach a puffball as big as their head. It's a passion, and it's a pure delight. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, examining the persistent puffery of American life.